All right. I invite you to turn in your Bibles to Ephesians, please. Ephesians chapter 6. Preaching through a series on the family. And we have talked about the family as God's design, father, mother, children. We've talked about the family as a place for teaching the truths of God. It's a place for emphasizing the gospel. The family is a place for training for life. There's a need for training. And that training is towards holiness. Today, I don't know if we'll cover everything, but the theme of this message, the emphasis would be that family needs the elders. The family needs the elders. Something that saddens me a bit is how many people struggle to admit they're old. Now, that comment brings some laughter, but I think we have a wrong view of what it means to grow old. Now, that's easy for me to say, because I'm not old, you say. I'm not feeling the aches and the pains. Yeah, I know. So physically getting old is not fun. I've realized that. I've heard your woes. But there's so much more to life than the physical and how you're feeling. And it needs to be told, and it needs to be proclaimed that elders are important. Our elders are necessary. We need you. We need you. If you were to sit back and think throughout your life, think about and consider the role that the elders, and I'm not talking about leaders of the church, pastors per se, I'm talking about older men and women in your life and in your family and the influence that they have had in your life. Think about it. Think about how they your life has been affected by them. Primarily, the elders that are in each of our lives at some point would be our parents. Invariably, they're older. Mom and dad. Mom and dad. Mom and dad are important, children. My kids look at me and say, "Yeah, Dad." Your parents are important, children. You may be sitting here, you're 30, you're 40, you're 50. Your parents are important. Some of you, your parents have gone on, have passed on into eternity, and you miss them. You think, have you ever thought to think about why you miss them? About the impact that they have had in your life. When was the last time that you honored your father? Honored your mother? Actually made sure they understood that you honored them. Ephesians chapter 6 is in the midst of a passage that the Apostle Paul is dealing with some relationships. He deals with the marriage relationship, husband and wife, end of chapter 5. Beginning of chapter 6, he's dealing with the child-parent relationship. Now, God designed us. God designed the family. He made us. And so it's real important for us to listen to the Word of God as He speaks of the family. I mean, any part of the Word of God, I'm sure, but you understand what I'm saying. When He's speaking here of the family, what does He have to say? Husband and wife, family, the children, parents. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 says, children, what? Obey. Children, obey your parents, what? In the Lord, for this is right. Biblically, from God's word here, we can say that children, it is an expectation. God expects children to obey their parents. Now, it's important for us to think this through. Because the rest of the passage reads on and says, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So taking this as a package, we will consider this today. Paul is writing to, I believe, professing believers, a church. And so you have that context of folks that have professed to follow Christ. And so he is helping the family here to understand how they ought to be operating. And so children are to obey their parents. And this is something that is beneficial both for the child, but also for the parents. You know, the child, yes, you need to obey your parents, but parents, you need to realize that the child should obey you. You've seen it. Walmart gets the bad rap, but that's where everybody goes. So we'll say Walmart, all right? So Walmart, you're going in Walmart, and this is where you meet get the segments of your population. You figure out what kind of people you're living among. Well, am I crazy or what? Isn't that true? All right, so you're in Walmart, and you hear the next aisle over. You hear the conversation. Put that back. No. I said put that back. One. Two. The magic number. Three. Oh, told you to put it back. No candy for you. And they're in the checkout line, they've got some candy. True? Now, invariably, you know, we could say they don't know Christ. How many Christian parents know this verse? They don't expect their children to obey. It was a profound lesson for my wife and I. And you know what helped me is older parents and their experiences. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So often, I know, the command is for the children. Obey sticks with the subject to children. So children, yes, the focus goes on children. You're supposed to obey your parents. But if that is true, then parents, we need to act that way. We need to expect this. Because an expectation for obedience is going to help our children learn obedience. I'm still getting a ring. Maybe if you turn the monitor down or off. Okay. All right. So, you see it in the word there, all right? So we understand the reality of what has to happen. The children need to do what the parents want them to do in the Lord, which is such a key phrase. That's a governing phrase in that passage, in the Lord. This is right. As you parent your children, if you've got younger children, especially, as you're going through that stage, and what I'm learning and in this process too, and by the way, I'm learning right along with you, is the importance of expecting your child to do what you tell them to do. Now, here comes the question then, understanding what obedience means. This is an important definition. So families need to understand what definitions, how you define your terms, right? Because to that family in the aisle over, obedience, what did that mean? Just conform enough that we can get through the shopping trip. Don't embarrass me. Right? Which I understand, right? And parents, you've been there, right? All of you, you're in a public place and they're like, the children will do it. They'll disobey. And it's embarrassing. Yeah, it is. Walmart's not the place for this kind of this is not where you begin this training, all right? It's not like all of a sudden in Walmart you begin this process. You begin this in the home. But this idea of this is what obedience is, right away, without delay. Doing what I say, right away, without delay. Our children have learned this concept, this idea in our home, and I forget where I learned this, but I didn't come up with this myself. My wife probably came up with it. She's looking at me like, don't you take credit for that one. Yeah. So, oh boy. So, you know, but understanding what obedience is as a family is important. So establishing your clear definition as a family is key. And okay, sidebar, don't check out. Some of you that have no kids in your life right now, because invariably you're going to come across somebody that does. Disciple them. Teach them. Take them to this passage and say, what does this mean? For you, for the child and for the parent. Okay? Okay, back in. Woo. All right, so establish the definition of what obedience means, and it needs to be clear. And as the definition of obedience is made clear, then comes the chastening, which we've talked about, which then establishes the guidelines and the guardrails for life in your training, so that child's heart is bent towards pleasing God, so that there is holiness. But you know what? That happens through the work of the Lord. So all of this happens together in a Christian home. And our prayer is that God would save our children, and so the Spirit of God would begin to work in their life along with your influence and guidance and training, that our children will grow to be godly and grow to be holy. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So I really emphasize the parental side of that, but children, you hear me. You understand what that says, right? So children here, if you have your Bible, I want you to look at your Bible. I want you to read out loud Ephesians 6:1. All right, children? I'm going to see who reads. Ready? Here we go. Children. Very good. Okay. This is in God's Word. All right, so this is just not your parents' idea. This is God's idea. Does God have good ideas? Do God's ideas work? Yeah, they do. They work. Does God know the family? He's made it. He's designed the family. So God has truth here. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So then we come to verse 2, where it says, honor your father and your mother. Honor your father and your mother. So these are all coupled together in this section on parents and children. So children, command is to obey. Honor your father and your mother. This is the next command, and this is also to whom? It would be considered to children, right? Although it doesn't necessarily specify that. It says honor your father and your mother. Children primarily would speak to those that are under your control as parents, usually the younger generation. They're always the younger generation, younger in age. This aspect of honor your father and mother, I believe, covers all ages of life. Certainly as part of being a young child in the home. But I believe the honor continues throughout the life of your father and your mother, and even the legacy they leave behind. For some, that's a hard pill to swallow. You know, as I've been going through this series, I realize I leave some of you out, because some of you just do not have good families or solid stories from your upbringing that you're happy to think about. To some of you, a father is just not something you like to think about, because it was just a very poor experience. And there's a myriad of different options and things you could think about, because there's all kinds of different stories here. Honor your father and your mother. I wrestled with that one, because I know that some of you would have a father or a mother in your life that there is no way in the world you would ever want to be like them. That you would ever want to submit a child to the way they parented. I know that. God knows that. And that's not a new reality in the life of the family. This is why, you know, you see children obey your parents in the Lord. Very key phrase. In the sphere of what is pleasing to the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. Where does that come from? Did Paul just, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, is that just a new concept? Or is there history behind that phrase? Come on, church. Have you heard it before? Where have you heard it? It's in the Ten Commandments. And if that's a new concept for you, you need to learn the Ten Commandments. They're very helpful. They bring a lot of clarity on many things. God's mind on things. So in the Ten Commandments, we see this phrase, honor your father and your mother. Jesus references this on several occasions as well. So I want to, we're going to look at a couple of these. So just so you know, we're not going to go there, but Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5, that's where the Ten Commandments are listed. Exodus 20, verse 12, and Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 15. That's where the Ten Commandments, the Ten Sayings, if you will, were originally given to the people of Israel. So now I'd like to go to Matthew chapter 15. I can tell this is going to be several messages, okay? Because I know I began with the theme, elders are important. I think we're seeing that. Because you establish what obedience means in your home. And now we're looking at the idea of honor. Honor of those elders, specifically your father and your mother. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 1, then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. But he answered, he said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor your father and mother. And he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. You hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draws near unto me with their mouth and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Well, as you read over that, what's Jesus' mind on this? Is this commandment important? Yeah. He sees the value of this, honor your father and your mother. He brings in even another commandment from Exodus chapter 21, where you see that in chapter 15 of Matthew 15:4, he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. That's from Exodus 21, verse 17. So there is this honor that is to be taking place, that is to exist for that role of father and mother. For the role, for that position. A father and a mother is that position, that role is a role that is deserving of honor. I know there's no one who lives those roles perfectly. I know that you can look and you can think back through your childhood and put your finger on times when your dad or your mom failed or was not somebody that was real easy to honor. But what God wants us to do, and this is how much God respects the family because he's designed it, is God has designed the family to operate best in a context where the role and the position of father and mother are honored. That needs to be the approach. Again, the father may not necessarily be honorable, but the fact that he is your father is worthy of honor. We do not have to honor necessarily what he is doing, but he is deserving of the respect due that position. Think about it the other way. Once a society begins to dishonor the role of father and mother, what happens? Well, father and mothers get older, and they become what? This segment of the population in a corner. And that's where they've been relegated to, because the new generation is their life to live. I think you know what I mean. It doesn't happen all the time, no, and many of you are showing incredible honor to your parents. But as a society, American society specifically, there are other societies that do honor their parents very much. But in American society, you're seeing this less and less. As the new generations come up and we become so ingrained and focused in on ourselves and what we think, that we have come to dishonor the older generations. Well, you might say, oh, Pastor, we don't really dishonor them. Well, what did Jesus say to the Pharisees? What did he get on them about? You honor me with your lips. What about your actions? What about your words? What about how you really are? Your heart. The Pharisees here, and from my best understanding of this, because it's been debated some, but my best understanding of this is that Jesus is highlighting a practice that the Pharisees said that if you give enough of a gift to the temple and to the work of the temple, and you did it in the name of your parents, then that kind of released you from having to take care of them because you gave a good gift to the Lord's work. And Jesus is saying, what you're showing gross disregard for the very command of God. My point, Jesus being God, is that our parents need to be honored. The parents need to be honored. What exactly is honor, anyway? Bestowing the value that is due. It assumes that there's an intrinsic value of that person or object and that ought to be respected. Obvious applications as we think about this. Am I honoring my father and my mother? For many of us, that comes very easily. And a lot of it because of the, and I'll speak personally, you heard me give my tribute to my dad on Father's Day. I honor my dad very much because of the man that he has become and the work that I have seen God do in his life over the years. And I wanted to pay him tribute publicly, and I wanted to show him honor. And I honor him not just because he's my father, but because I see a man of God. But dear ones, if you're here today and you struggle in honoring your father or your mother, start with the role and the position. He's your father. And hear the voice of Jesus. Honor your father and mother. The voice of God, as he told them there at Mount Sinai, honor your father and your mother. See, God knows how to establish a strong, stable society. And in a strong and stable society, the elders matter. tribes out in Africa and Asia, they get this. Because it is the elders that are teaching the young people how to operate and live and exist. But what is sad is as more and more of the outside world filtrates into those societies, it's interesting what happens to the family. As the family begins to break. And one of the structures, that the foundations that God has given to the family is the elders matter. And we see this fleshed out in this command, honor your father and your mother. Paul, as he continued this thought, said it's the first commandment with a promise that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. I mean, there's just practical ramifications for this. Because God knows how to build a strong society, culture. Elders matter. Show them honor. Show your father and your mother honor. And start with the very role and position of who they are in your life. Father, mother. Because I want to remind you something. That was God's choosing. God put you in their life. God put you all together. Even if you're in an adopted situation, I love adoptions. And it's just such a beautiful picture. And God puts you together. And you've got this father. Honor. So this is just a beginning of emphasizing this important foundation of the family. And I trust you see it. You see it laid out there. You look at Exodus chapter 20. You look at Ephesians chapter 6. And I get so much material. There's so much I want to say. But you look throughout the Bible and you see what happens when people honor their father and mother and when they don't. And you see what plays out. And you look at your culture around you. And you say, what's happening? What's crumbling? The family's crumbling. And here's one of the reasons why. It's because we have walked away from this instruction. Honor your father and your mother. So here we go. We've come away with really two strong applications from these first couple of verses, Ephesians 6. Expect obedience. So define it in your family. Define what it means so everybody knows what it is. And then everybody holds to it. And I tell you, it's a refreshment. It's a refreshment when you're going down the aisle in Walmart. And you can see where there's been training. You can see where there's a home that expects obedience. Put that back and they put it back. There's no 1-2-3s. Don't do the 1-2-3s. Expect obedience. And children, do it. You've heard the command. You're here in this church service. You heard it. Do it. It's right. Honor your father and your mother. Honor their position. God has placed them in your life, or you in their life. And honor that. And I believe as you begin to honor them in their role as their in that position, a relationship could begin to build where you begin to see other things that you can really honor. But you know what? You got to start by honoring, hey, their father. There's the mother. These are basic building blocks of a healthy society and a healthy family. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your teaching us today and building truth into our homes and into our lives. And God, we worship you today. Oh, so refreshing and equipping to have your word. Thank you for giving it to us and for helping us today. In Jesus' name, amen.